All right. Thank you, Radio Man Bill.
Hi,
this
Alicia.
Is
yeah, yeah, you're on, and good to hear you.
All right. Sounds great. Well, we are getting ready for tip-off here. Looks like our starters for Haynes. We have Zanow out on the court. We have Larson. We have Quentin. We have number 11, Hamilton, starting tonight. And then also number 10, Ice Wing Yacht out on the court. And Wrangelsing is the tip-off. They're going to start it off. And Flores is going to go in for two. Her shot is no good. And on a breakaway, looks like we've got Zanow down there. He's going to take it down immediately to the basket, but it's not going to go in. So Wrangel with the basket with the ball back. We are at a 7:27 in this first quarter. And Haynes looking to take away another win. They took away the win last night. And Wrangel looking to split it with them tonight. So we'll see what happens. But Wrangel going to be called for traveling. So that ball is going to turn over to the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. And Zanow's going to take that ball up at the top of the key. Take that playmaker position. She's going to drive left with it. But there's no in route, so she's going to bring it back up to the top of the key. Get it over to Swinton. Swinton's now going to come in from the left. Put up for a long two. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Flores with the rebound for Wrangel. She's going to bring it down, but then she's going to pull up and try an over-the-back pass to Allen. That pass is going to go wide a little bit and be recovered by Swinton. Swinton's going to get it down here. Try to put it up for two, but she's going to be fouled. And so we have our first foul of the evening, and that's Amy Jensen of Wrangel. Ground foul, not in the act of shooting. So Haynes will get that ball to inbound it. And Larson's going to inbound to Wang Yat, who's immediately going to put it up for two. That shot is no good, but they're going to get the ball on the rebound. And Allen also with a couple hands on it. They're going to call that a jump ball. And on alternating possession, it's going to be the Glacier Bear ball. And Larson's got that on her own baseline. She sends it long into Swinton, who's over on the right-hand side. She's going to put up for long two. Shot's going to barely glance off the rim, but it's going to be a Hamilton with the rebound. Hands it off to Zanow. Zanow's going to put up for two. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Wanya and Decker on that rebound. Decker's going to get it for Wrangel. Wrangel players in tonight. We've got Flores, Jensen, Armstrong, Allen, and Decker. And they're going to get it over to Flores. She's going to put up for two. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Wanya on the rebound. Gets over to Swinton. 6-11 left in the first quarter. Still no score on the board. And Swinton tries to change that with a long two from the left. Shot is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds on the rebound. Maybe out of bounds on Wrangel. So it's going to be Swinton inbounding that ball. She goes into the back to Zanow. Zanow's going to drive it around to the left-hand side. Haynes was shooting quite a bit from the left side last night. And not too successful until the fourth quarter. And then those left-handed shots really came into play and brought away the win for them. Long pass almost goes out of bounds, but it's saved by Larson. Larson over on the right-hand side, beyond the key, goes inside intended for Wang Yat. The ball gets knocked around a little bit, but she gets it out into the hands of Zanow, who puts up for long two. No good. Swinton on the rebound over on the left-hand side. It's stolen away by Armstrong. Armstrong's going to come down the left-hand side, but she's pushed out of bounds by Hamilton. They're going to call foul on her. Knocked into the stands a little bit, but she's okay. And that foul on Hamilton will be Haynes' first team foul. And they're actually going to call that a technical. And that's going to send Armstrong to the line. All down there by her little lonesome for one shot. Everybody else behind the half-court line. And her shot is good. Her first one. Looks like Coach Brittenham's got a couple of players on the sidelines waiting to come in. Looks like Cowart and Autumn Gross are coming in. And Armstrong's second free throw is good as well. So Wrangel with the first score, 2-0. And, yes, looks like Wang Yant and Hamilton are going to take a seat on the bench. And Cowart and Gross coming in. Also a substitution for Wrangel. And looks like Flores taking a seat on the bench and Teat coming in. Wrangel with the ball to inbound. They inbound it. Jensen to Armstrong, who gets it back to Jensen, and she's called for traveling, so it'll be Glacier Bear ball. And they find Zanow down on the baseline, and she tries to go in. Can't get past a couple of players. Armstrong gets some hands on that ball, and they're going to call it a jump ball. And on alternating possession, this time it'll go over to the Wrangel Lady Wolves. So 5:21 left in the first quarter. Score still 2-0. Jensen with the ball up at the top of the key. Goes right to Allen. A little bit of a rocky start for both teams here in the first quarter. Looks like they're starting to settle in, get their defenses down, get their passes down. But Decker with the ball for Rangel over in the far right corner. She goes in from the baseline and calls for traveling. So it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. Swinton now with that ball. She's going to kind of slightly jog it across the half-court line, taking time. Looks to come in on the right-hand side, just outside the paint. Puts up for two. Shot is no good. Goes over to the other side, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Rangel Lady Wolves ball. And with that, looks like Coach Knorr is going to call a short timeout. So we'll keep it right here. Got a little late start tonight. Sorry about that tonight. So just going to remind you, coach for the Haynes team is Greg Brittenham. Coaches for the Rangel team, head coach is Edna Bellinor. Assistant coach is Lloyd Brown. We thank all three of them for their service and their dedication to basketball. Our officials tonight are Jeff Jabush, Brian Merritt, and Josh Blatchley. And we thank all of them, as well as all of our scorekeepers, announcers, everyone over there at the official table who helped make this possible. Thank them for their dedication to the sport and to our student-athletes. And both teams back on the court. Rangel inbounding that ball. And it's Jensen and Allen taking that position. They're going to bring it across the half-court line. If you want, I believe this game is being streamed online as well. You can go to www.wpsd.us. That's Rangel, stands for Rangel Public School District. Click on the YouTube link on our homepage, and that'll take you to the live streaming if you'd like to watch this as well. The ball has been knocked out of bounds, but it's out of bounds on one of the Haynes players, so Rangel still has that ball. Jensen still up at the top of the key. Gets it over right to Allen, who finds Jensen now inside the paint. Jensen going to put up for a short two. Bounces around a little bit, but it does go in. Jensen has 2 points now, four total for the Rangel team. 4-0 is the score. And there's going to be a foul called on Rangel. It's going to be a push foul on Jensen. That's her second foul of the night. Two fouls for the Rangel team and two fouls for the Haynes team as well. So Haynes with that ball inbounding it. Zan now tries to go in from the middle. And she is tripped up a little bit. Ball gets away from her and it ends up in the hands of Decker. Decker gets it over to Jensen. Takes it back up top of the key. Getting some double-man pressure. Trying to come in from the middle, but Zanow and Swinton are right there. They're blocking it. They pass it in. We get it over to Decker over on the left of the basket. She puts it up for two. 6-0 is the score. And one thing Rangel's going to have to do is very well protect their lead tonight. Last night, I believe they led by as much as 15 and then ended up losing the game at the end. So have to check those leads. A couple of substitutions. Looks like Autumn Gross is going to come out. And I believe Michaela Crager coming in for her. And they're going to inbound that ball, and Crager is immediately going to take a shot. And that shot is no good, and it's going to be Flores with the rebound. Flores back in the game now for Teague. They're going to get the ball down to the other side. They're going to get Armstrong out on the left side of the key. Back up to the top. Decker now taking that position up the top of the key. She's going to go left. And then Jensen's going to take the place at the top of the key. Jensen comes in from the middle. Puts up two. Shot is no good. But she's going to get her own rebound. Bring it back out to just to the left above the key. Gets it over to Decker. In the far left corner, they find Armstrong inside. Just up beyond the paint. Armstrong puts up for two. Her shot is no good. Flores with the rebound. And she's going to be fouled. So she's going to go to the line. And looks like that was a foul on Crager. Her first foul of the night. Flores now at the line with the ball. First free throw attempt is good. Nicely done. Both teams shooting in the 50 to 60% range last night on free throws. And definitely with a close game, it can make a difference, all those missed ones. So Flores' second free throw is missed. But Armstrong gets that rebound, and she's going to put up for two, and that shot is good. So every free throw is going to count tonight. And with that, Coach Brittenham is going to call a timeout. And it's going to be a short timeout, but we'll send it back to KHNS for 30 seconds from your sponsors. Okay.
Cajunus, Haynes, Skagway, and Cluckwan as we are well into the first quarter of this afternoon, this evening's ball game. And we will be back here at the quarter or the half, and we'll send it back to Alicia calling the game in Wrangell.
All right, we got 2:45 left in this first
Alicia
quarter.
Is
Haynes starting off
on
the
a
ball.
Minute break.
Get that in there.
Here.
And shot is no good.
Exactly how long. But it's good to have you along tonight.
And it looks like Wrangell back with the ball.
On tonight's Wrangell live broadcast.
Shot. That shot is no good, but Haynes with the rebound. They're going to get down to the other side. Almost knocked out of bounds. It's saved by Zanow, but saved into the hands of one of the Wrangell players. So they're going to take that ball back. And it's going to be Flores with the shot. Shot is no good. Going to go out of bounds. And Coach Brittenham making a substitution. And looks like Zanow going to take a seat on the bench. Brittany Bradford joining the game for her. Wrangell going to inbound that from their own baseline. Inbounds it immediately to Flores. She picks up for two. Shot is no good. And Jensen on the rebound. She goes up for two, and her shot is good. Bradford with that ball now. She's going to come down, waste no time going for a right-handed layup. Unfortunately, it's going to bounce around a little bit and go out. On the rebound, ball's going to go out of bounds. The out of bounds on Bradford, and they're going to hand that over to the Wrangell Lady Bulls. Jensen and Allen rebounding that. Minute 48 left in the first quarter. Score is 11-0 for the Wrangell Lady Wolves. Timmy Armstrong up the top of the key. She goes right over into the corner to Decker. Decker bounces it inside, loses it a little bit, and gets it up to Jensen, who goes in. And there's going to be a foul on that. Her shot afterwards is good, but they're going to call it a no shot. They're going to call that a blocking foul on Destiny Coward, her first foul of the night. And a substitution for Wrangell. Armstrong going to take a seat on the bench. Kano coming in. Also a substitution for Haynes. Looks like Cowart going out and Gross coming in. And Allen inbounds to Decker, who's going to put it up for two. The shot doesn't go anywhere, and it's going to be Gross with the rebound. Gets it over to Swinton. Swinton's going to walk it across the half-court line. Getting a lot of pressure from Allen. She's going to go right, look for a way in from the baseline. Puts up the two. Shot, ooh, bounces around, but doesn't go in. And it's going to be Gross on the rebound. Gross puts it up for two. And Haynes now on the board. Score 11-2. 1:05 left in the first quarter. Jensen with the ball for Wrangell. She's going to drive it right. Go in on the baseline. So it passes off immediately to Decker. Decker goes to shoot, and she is fouled. And they're going to call a push foul on Autumn Gross. So her first foul of the night makes 5 team fouls for Haynes and 2 team fouls for Wrangell. Decker is the line. Decker with 2 points tonight. Looking to make that a couple more. And her first free throw is high and bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Going to give her the ball back. Going to give it several pretty good bounces. Second one is high as well, but it goes in. And 56 seconds left in the game. Haynes with the ball. And it's Larson with that over on the left side of the key. She looks to drive in. Fakes, goes right. She meets up with 2 different players. And is a little stuck. Bounces the ball off to Swinton, but the ball goes out of her hands. Out of bounds. Almost out of bounds. Saved by Allen. Ends up at the far corner down here with 35 seconds left under the Wrangell basket. But in the hands of Haynes. And it's Gross over to Swinton. Swinton now back down on her end of the court. And she finds inside Krager. And Krager puts up for 2, and that is good. So score 12-4, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Jensen passes off to Kano, who is double-teamed over in the corner. She gets out to Decker, and Decker puts up for a long 2. That shot is good. And 3 seconds left. Haynes with the ball. 1 second. And at the buzzer, she's going to put up. And a beautiful 3. Very nicely done by Janae Larson. At the buzzer, puts up a long 3. And that shot swishes in like she had all the time in the world. So, beautiful shot there. So, at the end of the first quarter, score is 14-7. take a look at their shooting percentages. Rangel's shooting 67% from the free throw line, 4 out of 6. No three-point attempts yet for the Rangel team. And 45% from the field, 5 out of 11 shots made. For the Haynes team, they haven't been to the free throw line yet. 1 for 1 from beyond the key, thanks to a last-minute shot from Larson. And 21% from the field, 3 out of 14 shots made.